is Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. By Amity Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. By Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. And by MD Anderson, making cancer history. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, coming off of bye week. Mark, did you enjoy some downtime?
I did, Patty, but the whole family had stomach viruses. But I was able to dodge the bullet. First, a baby got it, then the seven-year-old, then the wife, and I thought, I'm next. It's like Final Destination. But I was able to avoid it. How about you?
I did not have any stomach issues at my house.
Good.
It's all good. I have a healthy family.
I'll tell you how my stomach feels Sunday night after the Colts game. But boom.
All right, we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show, but let's talk about the things that happened in this bye week. Boy, General Manager Rick Smith, very busy.
Very busy indeed. You signed five new players because Brian Cushing goes on injured reserve. You know about the guys who got cut from last week. We went over that. But they bring back running back Dennis Johnson, also Deji Kareem, who was with the team in the preseason, and Ray Graham, who's been with the team on the practice squad. Then they signed two linebackers who can help this team on special teams mostly. I think what they've done here, Patty, they're looking to help on special teams. They clearly need insurance at running back with the health of Arian Foster and Ben Tate in question as they move forward, at least for the short term.
Just your thoughts on these guys. I mean, here, all these guys have been in camp. We listened to Gary Kubiak today talking about them. Deji Kareem has probably a little bit the most experience. Yeah. Ray Graham, already on the team. Dennis Johnson looks to be in the best shape that he has been. And just your thoughts of how they get utilized. And they're all three going to be dressed.
I got to tell you, I like Dennis Johnson. Dennis Johnson has that one-cut ability you love in this zone-blocking scheme. I think he fits in very well. They gave him every opportunity to make the football team. Gary Kubiak said, on the plane to Dallas in the final preseason trip, it was Johnson's job to lose, and he lost it. Sierre Wood won it with an outstanding performance, but Johnson still has that raw ability. Problem is, Patty, he put the ball on the ground. Too many fumbles in the preseason. That cost him. He's going to have to preserve the rock if he's going to play for this team.
Well, it's interesting because if we think back and look back to training camp, you like Dennis Johnson then. I like Deji Kareem then. So we've got a little side wager here going on. Yeah. What's going to happen? Yeah. But the health at this point of Arian Foster and Ben Tate heading into the weekend.
Well, Arian's got the hamstring issue, and you never know about these things because it could be good and then it goes bad fast. Tate's got, according to him, four broken ribs, and you worry about that because, yeah, he can practice, but he's not being hit in practice. You get into a game situation, obviously full contact, different things can happen. So it's anybody's guess, really. And I got a feeling one of these running backs, they're going to be needed in this game against Indianapolis.
All right, tell us a little bit about these linebackers and really Brian Cushing being gone. Gary Kubiak also talked today about, really, he noticed it out there on the practice field with Brian out there, just from a leadership standpoint and an energy standpoint. He mentioned Joe Mays possibly stepping up, but maybe what you expect from these new guys and what's going on back there.
It's really up to Joe Mays and Daryl Sharpton to stay healthy, please, because if you've got to go to the next level, there's a tremendous drop-off there. You have Mike Muhammad, who looked pretty good in preseason for this team. Tavarius Gooden, who they just signed, who's been around the National Football League, former third-round draft choice. Jeff Trepinian, household name, has not done a whole lot in the league just yet. So you really are paper-thin at linebacker, and Sharpton is a guy who usually doesn't practice much, lately anyway, and he's had injury issues. You have to hope he stays upright.
All right, that brings us to the big news of the week. Not even really news. It was kind of expected, but Gary Kubiak early on saying that Case Keenum would get the start and Matt Schaub is healthy.
Yeah, and there was some uncertainty about this, but Kubiak was certain because he made the decision and told his quarterbacks Tuesday before the week off that Case Keenum would be the starter and Schaub, although healthy enough to play, would be the backup, and they had their reactions.
Case will start this week. I talked to Case and Matt, I think, Tuesday before I gave them their break and talked to the team this morning. But Case will start, and hopefully we'll grow from last week. You know, I thought he did some really good things. I thought we played some clean football, and we're going to have to do that, you know, here down the road to improve. So that's the way we started working today.
I'm excited, you know. I get to go out and play football again. So, I'm obviously very – very excited, you know, ready to go, ready to have a good week of preparation and ready to go out and on a big stage, you know, against a divisional opponent. So I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, it's obviously very disappointing for me, you know, after all we've been through here and all we've accomplished and done. But, I'm part of the reason we're in this situation as a football team. So You know, it's his decision. You know, he's the head coach, but obviously, you know, as a player and a competitor, you know, I don't like it. You know, I want to be out there.
So Mark Matschaub clearly disappointed, as he should be, but just your thoughts on Gary making that decision and making it as early as he did to sort of give Case the time and the opportunity needed to be ready for this
game. He said before the game against Kansas City that the team needed a spark. Case Keenum clearly provided that spark, tying a franchise record with 6 pass plays of 25 yards or more, and this is a guy making his first start with the football team. He throws it deep. Now, he's going to have to master the little things, the short passes, the touch passes, handling the blitz. They didn't do it very well in the fourth quarter. Case Keenum himself said, "I was confused at times." That's a good, honest assessment of what went on in his debut. He's going to have to step it up, Patty. Being at home is going to be better. Battle red, kind of like Cougar red, at Reliant Stadium on Sunday. That'll be good. But now the Colts have something to look at video-wise on Case Keenum, so they're going to be ready for him. There is a lot of work to do if the Texans are going to get this victory.
Once again, I always seem to put you on the spot at least once per show, so I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
Could we possibly have seen, barring an injury, maybe the last of Matschaub's days here in Houston?
Well, it's certainly possible, Patty, because if Case Keenum plays well, Matschaub does not get back on the football field, like you said, barring injury. But there's a lot of football to be played here. And Keenum's young, and he looked good in the debut. You just have to hope this continues. Everybody's very careful to say that this is not a season-long decision. So you could swing this thing back into Matschaub's side of the yard if things don't go right for Case. But I think he'll, as long as he continues to do the work, and you know he will, he'll continue to ramp up his play. So should he stay healthy, I believe he'll stay in there for the rest of the campaign. And, yeah, that might be it. But you know what? They're not even thinking about that right now. They're thinking about get the win over the Colts, get the season jump started, and hopefully you get back into the playoff race.
All right, we'll talk more about the Colts a little bit later on in the show. But right now we have to take a timeout. But don't go away. When we come back, we will sit down with DJ Swearinger. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, DJ Swearinger. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
The bye week, a little time off for you. Did you do anything fun?
I enjoyed my family. Went back to Greenwood, enjoyed my family, and had a blast in Atlanta with a lot of old college teammates.
College teammates is what he says now. Before we went on the air, he said he hung with his homies.
Yeah, my homies, man, my boys.
Tried to clean it up for me because I was giving him a hard time. But you can be you. Just okay. Be you. All right, let's talk a little bit about this season for you so far. Kansas City got your first official start. Just kind of take us through that, what that meant to you, and kind of obviously you didn't get the results you were looking for, but a good game and what that was like for you.
It was great. It's a dream come true to start in the NFL. Something I've been wanting to do all my life, and to finally, you know, accomplish it, it felt humbling, and it was a blessing, and I dealt with it good. You know, I think I had a good game, and I'm looking forward to improving.
When you say improving, what are the things that you think need improvement?
I feel like I should make more plays. You know, I think it's plays out there to be made, you know, the game-changing plays, you know, that I want to make. I think I can make those plays, and I'm looking forward to making those plays next game.
What does it mean to you coming into this season, your rookie year, both DeAndre Hopkins and you coming in as first and second round draft picks? Expectations were high, you guys coming in knowing you're going to make an immediate impact, you're going to get some playing time, and that's kind of come to fruition. You said it's a little bit humbling, but just I know you were confident early on in training camp that you had the ability to do that, but that it is all happening for you.
Yeah, like you're saying, confidence is, you know, one of the biggest things for me. You know, having confidence in everything you do and knowing that you can do something and accomplish something, you know, helps you a lot. And I think that helped me a lot with me learning the playbook and, you know, getting accustomed to everything. And I think it's helped me a lot.
Who's helped you back then?
Ed has helped me tremendously. D-Man. Jonathan and Joseph, you know, all those guys. KJ, you know, said something to me every now and then. So all the older guys back there helped me out a lot.
You know, there's been so much talk about Ed Reed. You know, he was out for a while, maybe not quite making the impact on the field that was expected yet. Or then you've got Manning, like you said, who's now out and injured. But really, talk about the importance of those guys, not only to a young guy like you, but really just to that entire defense, to the DBs, what they bring in their veteran leadership.
They have a ton of knowledge, and that's something you can't coach. You know, that's something they've been having over time, and that's something that's always good for your team, for your defense, your team. Ultimately, you know, to have a lot of knowledge, especially out of your two older, you know, old safeties, and you know they don't just give me that knowledge; they give everybody that knowledge. The defense, the offense. You know, Ed, he talks to anybody. You know, he not only just talks to the defense, but anybody, and that helps your team chemistry.
Tell us a little bit about you off the field. What kind of things do you do?
I like playing video games. In the past, you know, I like, you know, playing with my dog, but, you know, I haven't brought him to Texas yet. So, but he'll be out here soon. But just fun stuff. I like go bowling, you know, playing video games, just to do active stuff, like play basketball.
All right, well, you opened the door for me talking about your dog. Your dog has an Instagram. And that might be taking it just a little too far.
Yeah, when I was in college, you know, I did that. A lot of people are like, man, you crazy, man. Why are you doing that? I'm like, it's my dog, man. I love my dog. And, you know, when my foot was broke, you know, that's the only, you know, only my dog was the only, you know, person really I had to, you know, play with. So, you know, I spent a lot of time with my dog, made him an Instagram, and, you know, it's funny, but, you know, that's my boy.
All right, where can people find him?
That_dude_blue, B-L-O-O-H.
Well, and this team at this juncture in the season coming off the bye week, record-wise, I know not at all where you want to be, but from a confidence level, from where you're looking moving forward, you guys by no means have mailed it in at this point in the season. You're not giving up. It's still salvageable?
Yeah, not at all. You got to always, you know, give your all, you know, no matter what your record, whether you're on top or below, you know, you got to. The next game got to be the most important game, and that's how we're looking at it. The next game could be the turning point for us, and we're going to go in there, go on Sunday night, you know, with the confidence that we can win and see what happens.
All right, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you, man.
We have to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, Mark will rejoin us to look at the top five most significant plays of the year. Stay with us. Register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. October's nominees are Kareem Jackson, nominated by Jonathan Joseph, Ben Jones, selected by Chris Myers, and TJ Yates, honored by Matt Schaub. Just go to HoustonTexans.com for more details and to cast your vote. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, Mark, not only has it been the bye week, what else is today?
Halloween. Ooh. Is that scary? Probably not.
No.
To some, maybe.
What are you going to be?
Well, I was Howard Stern during the show on Tuesday, so you're going to see on Texans Weekly, where we document our radio show.
Tomorrow night at 6.
Dressed it as Howard Stern. And D.B. Sidhu was Run DMC, and Drew Doherty scared everybody because he was himself.
Okay.
Yes. What about you?
I am going to be a Fox Sports anchor.
All right. See, you know what? Your kids are older, so the Halloween thing is pretty much over, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Got it.
It's also, because it's the bye week, and we like to call it our midpoint of the season.
Yeah.
And this year, instead of doing grades like we usually do, we're going to kind of do top five most significant moments.
Well, most significant moments, and this would not necessarily mean the best moments. They're the most significant. Let's start here with what I think could be the defining moment of the season if it does not turn around. If this turns out to be a losing campaign, they missed the playoffs, whatever, this moment in the Seattle game, a game that the Texans were at one point leading 20-3, Seattle catches up, they're down a TD, and then this happens.
Schaub fakes the give, throws it backside right, and it's picked off by Sherman across the 50. No way! 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Seattle! It happens again! A pick six!
Well, and that interception was, of course, the third pick six of a string of five that ultimately led to one of our other significant moments and my least favorite moment of the season.
Yeah, least favorite moment, Patty, because this happened in the Rams game when Matt Schaub gets hurt and the crowd has an inexplicable reaction.
And he's going to be sacked back at the 29-yard line. The ball comes out. Are they going to blow it dead? Pulling it out of the pack was Quinn, and Schaub is shaken up. Now, this is ridiculous. This is absurd as the crowd reaction to what they just saw.
Well, Mark, listening to your call, you clearly weren't happy with that one. Nobody was happy with that, and you just really can't say enough for how Matt actually came out of that, handled it, and just tried to get past it all.
Well, he took the high road, Patty, and that's what you have to do in that situation. And not all the fans cheered, but that made national news, and I think it forced a real reexamination among the fan base. You know, who do you want to be? I mean, obviously you want the team to win, but how do you want to react? What's the proper, appropriate reaction when things aren't going well or are going horribly as they were at the time? And, you know, hopefully they turn around.
Yeah, and while Matt has struggled this season, he's had some good moments. The comeback win in San Diego, Diego, and he's had a couple other really ones that stood out.
Well, I thought he was lights out against the Chargers. You know, they had that early pick off a deflection, and then Matt lights it up. They win the football game on the field goal by Randy Bullock. Then against Tennessee, you see the first of the pick sixes, but Schaub leads them back into scoring position three times. They missed the field goal that would have won it in regulation, but they had a touchdown drive in overtime, and Schaub ended the game with a terrific throw to the rookie DeAndre Hopkins.
Third and goal from the three. Foster in motion to the left. Schaub in the gun. Schaub throws right side of the end zone. Hopkins with the grab. Does he keep both feet in? Yes! Touchdown! The Texans win it! Schaub to Hopkins for the winning TD in overtime.
Well, fast forward to the point that we're at now, actually to Kansas City, where Case does get his first start. Case makes a couple of plays that we think are significant enough to bring us up to our number two here.
Yes, Patty. Case Keenum with big pass plays in the Chiefs game. One to the rookie DeAndre Hopkins. We saw the play with Matt Schaub. Well, Keenum went deep.
Keenum gets the snap. He will throw, looking deep, left side, and a flag is down. It's caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. 29-yard touchdown pass from Keenum to Hopkins, but isn't coming back.
Defense, number 24, the penalty is declined. Touchdown.
My goodness, Keenum goes deep on third and three, and the Texans take the lead on the Chiefs.
And that was Keenum's touchdown pass in the Chiefs game. The first Texans touchdown in the first half in a while since the Seattle game, but he wasn't done. Had a tremendous improv play when he found Andre Johnson deep.
Keenum will throw, looking, stepping out to the right, scrambling along the sideline. Now he scrambles back to the left. Keenum pumps, and he fires deep down the left side, and he hits Andre Johnson at the 45. He's down at the 37-yard line of Kansas City.
And, Mark, there was perhaps even a third one in there, the dropped one by Garrett Graham that could have added, made that a nice little trilogy.
Oh, my gosh, that could have been huge. You know, and we talked about the Schaub throw to Hopkins in overtime against the Titans. If Keenum makes a similar throw in that Kansas City game, that's a touchdown on the third and goal situation. But those are the kinds of things that he'll get better at as time goes on. But, Patty, we got to get to the moment of the year now. It hasn't been a good year so far. But at 2-5, the Texans got their first win on opening night against the Chargers. They were down 21. But Brian Cushing, who went out for the season in the Chiefs game, made his presence felt big time in his return from the knee injury last year against the Chargers, and they needed this one badly.
Long count here by Rivers, who gets the snap. Quick throw and picked off Brian Cushing. He's off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Houston! Welcome back, Brian!
And that's our HCC go-get-it moment of the year. Go-get-it, it's yours. Well, it was his, Brian Cushing, on that night. And I'm hoping we have a lot more of those moments, Patty, because they need them, okay? That was opening night. You win one game. You go 2-0 after 2 weeks. They got to win about 8 or 9 more. That would do it for me. Thank you.
Was that your Charlie Casserly impersonation?
Hey, see, we need more wins.
We need that, okay?
Lots of wins equals more success.
Got to go get that, okay?
That's right.
Okay, we have to take a timeout. Don't go away, okay?
That's good. Okay,
right. See. Stay with us.
Good.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network, by Amagi Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans, by Texas Emergency Care Center, any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are, and by MD Anderson, making cancer history.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, Sunday night here at Reliance Stadium, prime time. The Indianapolis Colts come. Look at that face.
Game face.
Game face.
I hate the Colts, okay?
We don't use that word hate.
Well, it's in a healthy sporting way, okay? It's nothing personal. It's about football, and I don't like the Colts, okay? Because for a decade, we dealt with Peyton Manning. Then they go 2-14, they draft Andrew Luck, and they win 11 games. And here they are, 5-2, leading the division. Coming in here with a big division lead, a great quarterback, and an opportunistic defense. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Here they are. You got to deal with them.
Well, it should be kind of interesting, really, with two quarterbacks. Case Keenum makes his start here in Houston at Reliant. Battle red day. Everything is red. Kind of, we'll call it Cougar red.
Sure.
And then you've got Andrew Luck, another hometown favorite coming. It should be a very exciting matchup with these quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think it is, Patty. And I think when you look at Andrew Luck, here's a player second year who plays with the savvy of a veteran, has been playing several years in the National Football League. Doesn't turn it over much. He makes big pass plays. But you know what else he does? He runs the ball from time to time. Not crazy Michael Vick sort of stuff in Vick's early days, but he's got three rushing touchdowns. You got to deal deal with that factor of the game as well. When things break down, he can make it happen, kind of the way Case can, but, you know, luck obviously is a lot more experience and a lot of fourth quarter wins. You've got to keep this game luck-proof. Somehow get to the fourth quarter with a double-digit lead so he can't strike on you late and win the football game.
All right, guess what time it is?
It's time for Mailbag, presented by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today.
Okay, Rachel wants to know, with all the new signings this week, who do you anticipate to have the biggest impact or the soonest impact?
You know, that's a good question, Rachel. And I like Dennis Johnson. I think that they gave him all those touches in the preseason for a reason. He's real good in the return game, potentially, and he can also make those moves at running back as a one-cut guy that you like. So I'm going to say Dennis Johnson. Now, they like Kareem because he's got experience, but he's not as well-conditioned at this point because Johnson was at least on the practice squad at Cleveland. We'll see what they do.
All right, and finally, Ray wants to know, will the Houston Texans ever play in London?
I think they will at some point. You know, you would think in the division, Jacksonville plays there once a year. You know, there's a lot of speculation. Do they ever move to London, the Jaguars? Do they make that trip and stay there permanently? And I wonder if they would actually stay in the same division if that happened. I think at some point you're bound to play there, but probably won't be anytime soon. I still wonder about other international possibilities, maybe Mexico in the preseason or even Asia. You know, the league recognizes that it's a global market, okay? And they want to take advantage of that, but football, it's tough to send on the road and play. It's not as easy as basketball or soccer, so we'll see.
I'm down for some international trips, Sue.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's do it.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us here. Any final thoughts on this one?
Get it done. End the nightmare, please.
And be sure to start with the ending of the nightmare right here on Fox Sports Southwest. Texans Countdown Live, 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. And then after the game, flip right back over for Texans Wrap Live. Have a great day.
And a flag is down. It's caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. 29-yard touchdown pass from Keenum to Hopkins. But it's